Let's start with the measles outbreak and the debate over childhood vaccinations. More than 100 people contracted the illness, many of them after visits to Disneyland. Anyone exposed who hasn't been vaccinated is almost guaranteed to contract it. Some parents, though, choose not to vaccinate their children, thinking that there's a connection between childhood vaccines and autism. Scientific research has proven that there's no link. Still, this week, that debate became political. Here's Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, a medical doctor, on CNBC talking about why he understands parents choosing not to vaccinate.
I've heard of many tragic cases of walking, talking, normal children who wound up with profound mental disorders after vaccines. I'm not arguing vaccines are a bad idea. I think they're a good thing. But I think the parents should have some input. The state doesn't own your children. Parents own the children. And it is an issue of freedom.
That's an interesting choice of words there. Parents own the children. That said, Paul's statement about vaccinations leading to disorders caught the ear of many in the media, including CNN's medical editor Sanjay Gupta, himself a neurologist.
This is the sort of pandering that can be dangerous because, you know, Rand Paul's a doctor. I'm sure he looks at studies. He knows a scientific method. He says he knows of many children who have wound up with mental disorders after vaccines. You know, I don't know where he's getting that data from. And one of the old adages, Mick, in science is that correlation does not equal causation. There may be kids who have had mental disorders that have also received vaccines around that time in life. But just because those two things happen around the same time do not make one causing the other. So, again, I don't know why he's saying this. The numbers don't bear that out. The science doesn't bear that out. I'd be curious what drove those comments.
That was one of many segments that Gupta did on CNN on a mission clearly to discredit Rand Paul's statements during the last 48 hours or so, using scientific data specifically to do that. How are we seeing others react to those statements as well?
The problem for me is that it's sort of what you would expect in terms of this becoming a political debate and being framed in the 2016 presidential election. Rand Paul, at the very least, and I do not agree with what he said, but Rand Paul, at the very least, has the libertarian credentials that maybe he actually does believe what he's saying. But you have Chris Christie, for example, who is jumping in there and trying to have it both ways because he's running for president as well. You know, I think there are some politicians who actually got it right on both sides. I mean, Hillary Clinton, you know, had a nice little tweet. The science is clear. The earth is round. The sky is blue and vaccines work. That's great. And House Speaker John Boehner was saying, I don't know that we need another law, but everybody should have their kids vaccinated. There is some sanity out there.